You know, but we had a lot more incentive. But we did, I mean, you know, those films, you look at what Star Wars is doing, you know.
Well, if that's what doing it is, that's why I don't want to do it.
Yeah, right, yeah, I think.
Never like that.
Yeah, but I, you know, see, you make that takes the thing and twists it a bit.
It does, because I never...
No, but you see, nowadays, like you've grown up, and you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. We don't have to put the pancake on and go out in front and sweat and shake our heads, because we're not that anymore. We've grown
because
up a bit.
We've done
you know?
That anyway.
Yeah, right. So the what I mean is that we did it then, but it doesn't mean like to do it again we have to do all that.
Right.
Because now, like, for him to do it, he has to do a thing in a black bag with yoga, you know. And you're doing it,
I suppose.
White bag.
You know, but that's it, you're doing it then, on this level, you know. But
do you see, do you still want to perform to an audience, or do you just see yourself as a recording? See,
I think
it's communication.
I think there's something to do with an audience there. I think we've got a bit shy, you know. I think I've got a bit shy of certain things, you know. And it's like, it is like that. It's like...
I guess maybe the difficulty is also getting up in front of an audience with all you've done in front of audiences, trying to get something as good, but maybe not the same thing. And that's a very hard thing to get back. In other words, you mustn't think of getting back what you had.
No, that's what Yoko was saying the other day. You know, we mustn't try and get in the audience and get them wild.
Although they may be, but it's kind of wild because they've grown up as well. I mean, everyone in this room has grown up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
That's what's great about it.
You know, that's why I think we don't need to sort of play down or do anything.
Yeah, I know.
We really got to do, really got to do what we do, but like with the same kind of. No, it's not even discipline. It's the same kind of
desire to do it somehow.
You know, it's like
to do it.
It's like with all these songs. That, you know, there's some really great songs.
No,
I just hope we don't blow any. Because you know how often, like on albums, we sometimes blow one of your songs because we come in the wrong mood. And you say, this is how it goes, I'll be back. And we're all just,
that's why we're wrong to throw away the show. Because there's no desire. I mean, like, sure, I think I, MLH, can do a show with you better than anybody in the world. So I think I'm the best alcohol director in the world, especially without me, before some others. But equally, at the moment, we haven't got a show, and so none of us really want to do it.
Yeah,
and
I know.
The trouble is, that's why, like George sings, he's saying, none of us want to do the show because there ain't a show. And it's we've got to find something that we just want to go out and do.
The songs too, you know, because really I don't want to do any of my songs on the show.
No.
They just turn out shitty.
This is where I think they come out
like a compromise, whereas in a studio they can work on them till you want it, get it how you want it.
Last year you were telling me that you can do anything you want, Paul, anything you desire you can do, you know.
Yeah.
You're saying before the show is finished and before we've done it, now, like the arrow letting forth is letting forth on this word of, we're not going to be able to do it, you know. They're going to come out of compromise. Now, I don't think that. I really don't. I think we've got it, you know. I really think we're fairly good. And we can get it together. If we think that we want to do these songs, great. We can just do it great, you know. But I think thinking it's not going to come out great won't help. You know, that is like meditation, where you get into a bummer and you come out of it and don't go through it, you know. I think we can like help if we, you know, on anything like that.
You're
sick of playing the drums. We've all got to say, look, we're sick too, you know, pat, look, you know, it's all the same, and, you know, go through it. It's no use just saying, well, fuck.
One of the things about doing the show here is it's too easy. Like when we're in the car looking for locations, you know, glorified boutiques, then that's when we first started talking about going. And then Dennis said, well, let's do a twink in a minute. Neil said, let's do a twink in a minute. Because it's so easy again, so I've got all that. And I think that's wrong. I don't mean we should put obstacles in our way, but also in a funny way, like you were talking about, you had Brian to fight, which is a strong thing. We're not putting any obstacles in our way. I'm putting that bag in. We should have some force to resist. We should really have to make it. But just doing it in the backyard, I mean, it's literally almost your backyard, 20 minutes. It's too close to your backyard anyway, but we're doing it in the backyard. I think that's too easy.
Yeah, this is right.
We're not fighting it. There's no balls to the show at all. Because there's no balls. I mean, I'm included. There's no balls in any of us.
Right.
And that's why I think we're all being soft about it. We're all being soft about it. If you want to do a show and you've decided, which is your decision, any of you can opt out. But if you all have decided to do a show, then it should be the best show, and whatever slight inconveniences there are...
Sync 105. 105.
It's got to be as good as you are, because once you get that audience, I mean, we can all talk about it like this in here. Once you get that audience, you are the Beatles. You aren't four jerks. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying you've got to think of them. That's really my job, because when you're playing your guitar, you don't want to think about all those millions of unwashed. But that's maybe my job. But you know who you are. And so far, the show Saturday Operation isn't good enough for you. I mean, I think we're all being soft. And it's all too easy.
Well, what obstacles are you talking about?
Well, I don't know, but that was the pep talk for the morning.
Yes, but what kind of obstacle? Just give a bad example.
The bad example is the going away.
Going away, huh?
Yeah. That's the bad example.
Well, so that we'd be in a sort of scene.
Yeah.
Having to do.
Having to
say, in a framework.
Yeah.
That's it. It's no sort of framework.
That's why I jumped up there.
So I can't do
that. That's why.
Yeah.
To answer that.
That was, using that as a talking point, that was a framework, that was a challenge. I don't mean that in a boring way, because you didn't know who the hell the audience was going to be. That was all kind of things, like acoustically, which may interest you even more, is the presence of open air, which you know about, which how great it is. But that was a framework, that was taking you away. I'm not talking again like the critic from The Guardian, that was taking you away from the environment.
See, no, listen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was pow, there you are, and pow, how are you going to deal with it? And pow, it's going to be fantastic. That was power, you see. And we ain't got no power at the moment.
The only thing about that, though, is that we don't want to go away.
I know if I say it again, yeah. I'd get a big left-handed fist in the teeth.
I don't see why. You know what? It's going to be the same thing as here, but with the...
It's going to be a bit nicer place to be in, but it's going to be even more complicated trying to plug in and all the mics and tapes and all that crap, video.
But in a funny way, we all mean balance, because first of all, visually, the thing that interests me naturally, the thing that worries me about doing it here is just make it look like anything. It's going to make it look like a cream, but just a couple of shots held a bit longer. But if we went away, we've got that all enormous, I'm full of brushes, but I'm talking about the frame. If we went away, we've got the enormous plus of the visuals. Think of the helicopter shot over the amphitheater with the water, with the lights in the water. Torchlit, 2,000 Arabs.
Oh, I know.
Visually it is fantastic. Right. But therefore, that was a challenge. And you see, I just myself, I'm able to think of any other framework to put us in to make it work. But it does really need a framework, and it doesn't need it to be done just in the back of the room. And in a funny way, I think, George, you see, that those obstacles are kind of good, because... I don't mean this in any sense like discipline, but if you haven't had options like that, well, it's always good to go on. I mean, I know you've done it all, but maybe you just haven't been there. It's a very difficult thing, once you are you, to create false obstacles, because what you've been doing for 5 years is trying to eliminate obstacles. And the irony is now, 5 years later...
But I think we've learned that you can't.
Yeah.
I think we've learned that there are obstacles. If we've learned nothing else...
that's what's different, because that... You don't want to play that. You don't want to play the show in straitjackets. That's the wrong kind of obstacle. But we've got to find something. We've got a framework.
Yes.
Because at the moment it is too soft.
It's almost. Again, this isn't like a good one. But if it was a fan club show, that's coming. But remember the Wembley or Wimbledon one where we're in a cage and like filing past, and it just was a different kind of thing from we ever did. It was terrible. That's not it. But that kind of thing gave that particular show a different thing, because it was like playing to, like you said, like a hospital. It's playing to a thing, like a fan club,
a hospital. Jude to me is a tearjerker, the way we did it, with Black and White and Postman and Old Mothers and Children and the bellboy and the guy who just has spectacles at one point. And I think part of your music is tear-jerking. That's why I thought of the hospital. I thought of the cinematic aspect. I didn't think of the spastic board. I just thought of little kids who have broken their legs.
Look, the thing is, it really would be great for us to get something like a serious intent. You know, say we were all very charitable, which we're not particularly. But say we were really sort of charity nuts, then to do it...
That's what you were, I think, kind of glamour. And also... also it's one of the few times in history.
Roll 54.
When you had heroes of your own age, if you think about that, because prior to rock and roll, heroes were like Valentino, and there weren't many people. I mean, heroes weren't 16 years old, really. They were crushes, but they weren't actually, I can be there. And I can
see, that's the thing. That is the thing. But did you see, did anyone see on BBC Two that program where the students took over lineup?
No, but I wanted to. I mean, go on.
They had late night lineup, and they just had a little bit of normal lineup interview. Then they said, we went down to this place in Chelsea where they got an arts festival or something. Art in the Parks, pleasure, Art in the Parks or something, where they've built marquees and they just have people, and they do it all by random selection, but all the artists in a hat, and the ones that come out get shown there. And so the people went down to sort of go with this, and they said, why don't you do a TV show? Why don't you let us do a TV show? And they, so they eventually let them, give them 20 minutes. And it was incredible, really. It wasn't very good, but it was pretty good. Because it's just this fella sort of sitting there, watching himself on a monitor screen, sort of drinking a cup of tea, but for a long time, you know, a bit too long for telly, for about 5 minutes, with Revolution playing over it. Just, you know, and there's just this one shot. So the fella just held dead straight, and the camera on the monitor zooming in and out on him. And, you know, he's picking up a cup of tea and that. And it's like, well, the students have sort of taken over, you know. It's like anarchy. And they got hold of BBC Two for a bit. And then they sort of, they just started to shouting at a couple of people, and they weren't very good about it all, you know. They were a bit student-y about it and a bit embarrassed to be on. They didn't really take hold of the opportunity and do it. But it's that kind of opportunity we've got for an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, that's you know, why we've yesterday, the idea of playing a song to each segment of the audience is wrong, because it was too bitty. There was no way to get like, you were onto that one. But, like, I still need... Do you want to go back... Do you like the
hospital? If you make it into a really... Like, the good thing about All You Need Is Love was that for that moment, then you could be on the one thing, because it was like a party thing. It was all
drugs, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is too, you see.
Yeah, but this...
See, that's it. We still haven't done the show. No, we still haven't done the show, though. I mean, at the moment, we're just rehearsing the numbers for the show. And none of us has had the idea of what the show's going to be yet. And it's not going to be...
Well, let's have a political broadcast.
Yeah.
Let's make it into one of those.
Well, I'm, you know, I'm more for that than, you know... I think, you know, like all of them, we have to get the right thing on, to get the right idea on.
But again, going back, like Jude, I mean, see, your point.